It's all about King Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is never going to vacate his throne. No matter what the Democrats or the Republicans do, he sets up presidents and he takes them down. He sets up kings and he takes them down. King Jesus. Let's go into our lesson now. Scoot up your chair. In a small mountainous town back up in the hill country, there assembled a small group of worshipers. They had come to study the Word and to worship God. In their midst, there was a young construction worker. He stood up and announced to the whole group that the Spirit of the Lord, he says, is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. You may ask, is this a true story? Of course it is. You can find it recorded in the book of Luke, chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. The young construction worker was a man named Jesus. He told the group that the anointing was upon him to preach the gospel to the poor. He told them that he had been sent to heal the brokenhearted. Many have been sent from God. All through the Bible, we read of men who have been sent by God. Isaiah said, "I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here I am, send me." Isaiah wanted God to send him. God has always sent men to represent him to this world. And this Jesus, this young construction worker turned Bible preacher and Bible teacher and healer, I hear him say in John chapter 17, verses 18, he's talking to his Father. He said, "As you have sent me into the world, even so have I sent them into the world." And then again I hear him in John chapter 20, verses 21 and 22, as he stood there after his resurrection. I hear him tell his disciples, "Peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." When I read these scriptures in John, I am convinced that our Lord Jesus Christ intended for the ministry of preaching the gospel to the poor, the ministry of healing broken hearts and preaching deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind and setting at liberty them that are bruised. I am convinced that he intended for this ministry to continue through his disciples, whom he would choose and baptize with the Holy Ghost. It was not God's plan for the gospel message to be preached by angels and spiritual beings, or that the government of the Father would be placed in the hands of angels, but all of this would be placed in the hands of human beings. This is enough to amaze anybody. When I read about what Jesus admonishes them to do, I am amazed at what he proposed for his followers, namely, the moral conquest of the whole world. They were to be the light of the world, the salt of the earth, the city set on a hill that cannot be hid. One man wrote a book entitled The 12 Men. He was dealing with the British jewelry system. He said, "Whenever our civilization wants a library to be cataloged, or a solar system to be discovered, or any other trifle thing of this kind, it uses only the specialists, the experts in their field, those trained in this area of work. But when England wishes anything done that is really serious, it collects 12 ordinary men just standing around to do that which is so serious. It seems like to me this is what Jesus did. When he ascended up to heaven, he left his entire ministry in the hands of mortal men, men that were subject to failure, just like you and me. I hope this 5 minutes has been an encouragement to you. You can get in touch with me at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you.